Hey, welcome to Bob WP on Community, a Do the Woo podcast show. Woo! Woo! Hey, it's Bob WP. Over the years, I think certain people in our space have talked about stepping outside the WordPress bubble. I include myself in that group. And with each iteration of the community, personally, I always felt like it's something that is not only a good idea for us to think about, but also a healthy way to broaden our thoughts and opinions. For some people now, it's a bit scary to do this because they find the bubble as a comfort zone. Others are much more comfortable going outside. And even more so, some step outside of it for good, which is often the best decision for them. So what does it mean to step outside the bubble? Well, it's what you make it. Learn something new, join a conversation that gives you a more open mind, or perhaps attending an event or a conference that allows you to expand your scope on how to do business and who you do it with. There's a few things to ponder here. One of the biggest traps in our space, I believe, are Slack channels that are one of two things, more or less an echo chamber, or a place where too many like-minded people follow a single path. Now, I'm not saying don't participate in these because they're really great, but sometimes I think you need to find additional avenues of conversation that are not just in compliance with how you feel or think about something in this particular community. I know that reaffirmation is helpful, but it can also get you stuck. So give that a little thought. And with all that said, let me share how we as a community here at Do the Woo is trying to help you step outside the bubble. And that's with a couple shows, Open Talk and Open Source. This is one of our newer shows that I've talked about a bit in the past. It is hosted by Robert Jacoby and Courtney Robertson, both avid open source proponents. The idea for the show was inside my head since last year, and what inspired me to pull it together was not only that I'd heard others talking about the need for this, but it also nagged at me. The fact that so many of us in the WordPress ecosystem that love open source for this obvious reason, but are not exposed to all the amazing projects around us that bring open source to the surface and also integrate or work alongside WordPress itself. As a result, this show is perfect for anyone who loves WordPress as an open source project and wants to discover those projects outside our space and what they mean to you and the growth of open source. Then we also have a new show called Scaling Enterprise. In partnership with the Scale Consortium, these shows have also been in the works for quite some time and now is out in the wild with hosts Brad Williams, Kareem Maruki, and Tom Wilmot. What makes this show unique is it's broken up into two separate shows, The Buyer's View, and The Inside Track. The Inside Track, which yesterday, the first show came out, is more focused on WordPress in enterprise, where on the other hand, The Buyer's View gives us a look at open source software beyond WordPress when it comes to enterprise. So essentially, you get the best of both worlds. These two shows, the one on open source and the one on scaling enterprise, are examples of how we want to help you explore technology and all the cool stuff going on beyond the WordPress bubble. And I'm sure even within our other existing shows, you'll find bits and pieces of it as well. Plus, I imagine you may find more about it on our new blog that is just around the corner. And lastly, around this whole subject, I'd like to share my own experience. It lends itself to events outside of WordPress. This last March, I attended CloudFest in Germany. Yes, I talked a lot about that, had some shows from there on the podcast, and this was my first time. It started with the hackathon that led into the event, and yes, there was also a WordPress day, something I believe you're going to see growing at CloudFest. Now, I know some people came only for that day, and I was hoping next March maybe those same people might decide to stick around for the entire event. It is focused on technology in the cloud, so not everything may be of interest to you, but I can guarantee that you will meet some amazing people with all sorts of talents and views that will make it worth the experience. Myself, I used to go to conferences like this in my pre-WordPress life, and I was so happy that I stepped out of the bubble of WordCamps and experienced CloudFest earlier this year. In fact, I was so impressed, chances are good I'll be going again next March. So hope to see you there, and if you have any questions about it, please ping me. Well, that is that. And as I said in the beginning, find your own paths to explore the tech communities outside of WordPress, no matter what you do professionally in our space. Take little breaks from those Slack channels and reflect on the bigger picture. Give yourself some time to reevaluate how this may just make you happier and more flexible with your own ideas and thoughts. I've done this recently myself in a lot of different ways, aside from what I've already mentioned around the podcast and the events. Maybe that is something to talk about for another time. Speaking of WordCamps, if you're going to WordCamp US, let's connect or reconnect. I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. And I know that having that balance of inside and outside the bubble is nothing better than a happier frame of mind. So until the next time,